Today, if we pay attention and look at our condition, our situation, then in this generation of fitna, challenges, tests, insan, the human being, is occupied in many different types of sin. In the morning, different types of sin. Evening, different types of sin. In the daytime, different types of sin are implemented. And other times, different sins are committed, implemented. In other words, such a situation has arisen, such a life has been formed with us, that the situation has become such that some form of sin, some sin or other, a person is occupied in. And sins have spread so much, that we do not even feel or are aware of sin when we are committing the sins. Despite the fact that we have the Quran and lectures, speakers, people to explain, make us understand. We hear the speeches, the bayans, we read ahadith. And despite all of this, a human being, the individual, still is immersed and occupied in weird actions and sins. Rather, there is one hadith. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu narrates this hadith, and this has been narrated and communicated by Hazrat Arif Billah, Dr. Abdul Hayy rahmatullahi, who is the Khalifa of Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullahi. He's from one of his leading khulafa, he was. And he also communicated this hadith, and this is something to listen to, something to pay attention to. In this hadith, it is stated that there will be such a group of people, a qawm, a tribe, a group of people from this ummah who will be born, who will live, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to their deeds, Allah will change their form and appearance into the form and appearance of monkeys and khanzir, swine. So the Sahaba ikram, the noble companions radiyallahu anhum, was surprised, shocked, that in this ummah, such a qawm, such a group of people. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there will be people whose faces, appearances will be like the monkeys and the khanazir, the swine. So obviously, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, then definitely this will occur. May Allah protect us from this. May Allah protect us from this. So the Sahaba ikram were shocked, surprised, taken aback, that when they recite the kalima, the affirmation of faith. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, they will. They will recite, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that they will be Muslims. They will call themselves Muslims. And they will pray salah. They will do the hajj. They will do the umrah. And they will do amal, deeds. Subhanallah. So then the Sahaba ikram were further taken aback, that despite this, they will have this big adab, punishment. What is the reason for this? How comes this adab will come to them? Why? So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they will do mu'adhib. What does this mean? That they will be busy in those deeds that Allah ta'ala has called haram, unlawful. Astaghfirullah. They will be busy and occupied. It will be common in their lives. Common. The sin, the awareness of that sin, recognition of the sin will have gone, immodesty, clamor and music and immodesty will be there, and all of those things will become common in the dunya. Common. So now we see this. This is always with us, in our pockets. Next to us, shaitan is present. Nafs, desires, they're attached to us. Rather, we have to say before salah that, can you please switch off your telephones? Isn't this the day and age we're in? Think. So in this day and age, is this not a punishment then for this generation? A big punishment Allah Ta'ala has kept aside. Think. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith that that is reality, haqq, truth. My friends, it will happen. So the mu'adhib, that they will have, yes, they will do amal, deeds. But one other thing we realize here is that amal, deeds, if a person is practicing and in parallel he is sinning with these sins, then Allah is displeased with that person. And on that person is this punishment, adab. And if he's not doing deeds, then on top of that he's sinning, then what, imagine the punishment then. But this punishment is about those people who are practicing in parallel. They'll go on Umrah, Hajj, and these are the words of the Nida of Praise Salah, but in parallel, Mu'azif, they will be busy in those deeds in which, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they are unlawful. Very important for us to pay attention to this, my friends. So such warnings have come to us, they are present, but even then we sin. Why do we sin then? Even then, we've just heard now, we'll still go and do those same actions that clearly we know is haram and we should not do this action. This is wrong, I shouldn't do this action. But we'll still do it. To go to such a place, we'll be sat at that place. Sometimes we'll say, I'm not doing it. It's somebody else. If you're not doing it, then why are you looking at it? What's happening, which is unlawful? You're present there, aren't you? Aren't you? So three conditions are mentioned here. Look here, pay attention. Let's listen. That if we have the strength that you can tell this person to stop this action, that this is bad, don't do it. Then do that. This is the first level of iman. That if we have the strength that you can stop that person with your hand, that don't do this wrong action. Why are you doing this wrong action? That, for example, you can tell your children with sternness, you can't hit other people, or you can do the strictness maybe with your wife or your children, that you can be a bit strict. Then why are you doing this wrong? And when such a generation comes, that person cannot even stand in front of his children, it's difficult for him to stand in front of his children, then at least tell them from your tongue. Hadith tells us this. Hadith, that tell your children from your tongue that you're doing something wrong. And if you cannot even do this, and that this generation is so bad that it's difficult for you to tell people from your tongue, that fasad and fitna will be created, and fighting, a quarreling, dispute. Shara doesn't say that start fighting. Three positions, and you can implement any one of these. If you cannot stop with your hand, then don't fight. If it's going to cause a fight, fine. If they can listen to you because you're stopping with your hand, then do it. If not, then say it with your tongue. And despite you telling them with your tongue, there's too much fitna and fasad, then the third thing is, at least minimum, you should have been in this condition that you dislike that action from your heart. So today what I consider is that we are in the generation in the third category. People today try to say good to others and advise. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, be careful, cautious who you tell and how, because there's a reaction maybe. How can you stop this person? Is there fitna and fasad? That's it. So if, for example, you're seeing with your heart, and if you don't have the disliking in your heart, then you are devoid. The iman is not even there. If you don't dislike the sins that people are doing or you're doing. So if you can't stop from your hand or your tongue, and you want to sit and join in with the sins themselves, then imagine the severe punishment that people will take, the appearance of the monkeys and the swine. If you are occupied in those sins, may Allah forgive and protect us. Imagine, think of this condition. What a big adab. What a big adab. To take the appearance and form of the monkey and the swine, the animals. So the situation now is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seated us and say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, shukr. We're grateful to Allah has given us the tawfiq that we're sat here, we're discussing. We're made aware, we're understanding. May Allah ta'ala keep us steadfast, maintain us on this path and give us the love so we keep on coming to such gatherings and sit down so we can listen, and Allah keep on bringing us. I mean, because there's nothing forcing anyone to come here. I don't force anyone here. I've not forced anyone, nor will I say that you must come, leave your work and come here. Nor do I check on anybody. And listen to this clearly. What's the benefit in checking? If I run after you, check, put tabs on you, why didn't you come? You should have come. So this is not that path. This is the path of love, muhabbat. And from me, if my side, if nobody comes, then don't come. I have no sadness if you don't come. And if you are coming because you are worried that you're being checked upon, or Hazrat Sahib will ask, why didn't he come? Then don't come. What answer will I give? What will happen? Totally not the case. I give da'wah with love, invitation. And the result is, the inviting people love that a few people are sat here next to me. Otherwise it'd be like the policeman with the truncheon, and he'd grab everyone and say, come, come. No. So this is not the principle around us, nor do we do this. So this is a point that came to my heart, and please put this point inside your minds, that the link between me and you is what? Say it loudly, love. Muhabbat. What is our link? Love. What is the link? Love. So let's do dua to Allah that our connection is maintained, ongoing, and this connection of love should be continued, ongoing. So if you have love between each other, and if I go to the moon, then you'll also come to the moon for the majlis, isn't it? Because love takes people to other places. So there's not strictness, sternness, forcing. So if someone's there due to being forced there, please put your hand up so I can see the situation. If somebody's come here, Hazrat Sahib will say bad to me or check on me or tell me off, well, I'll be ashamed and I'll be told off, then put your hands up if this is the case so I can do Islah on this point. If you're here due to the fear, due to being forced there, then put your hands up so I can do my Islah, rectify myself. Is this the right? Nobody's forced to come, everyone's come out of love, everyone's come for your own rectification. Alhamdulillah. Then this is a pure jamaat, mashallah. And I'll put your slippers on my head because you're such a great jamaat that Allah Ta'ala has created, mashallah. And this is Allah's karam and blessings that this hadith I've told you. In this hadith, there are such people who are coming where there's the dhikr wal and they come out of their own accord and love for Allah. Then tell me, what will those people be? Imagine what people they will be, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, quality and quantity are two opposite things. Don't look at quantity numbers, look at quality. I swear by Allah, I'm sitting here, I swear by Allah. From hundreds of thousands, this jama'ah will be weighty that you sat here to do dhikr of Allah. Why? Because you are sitting due to the love of Allah. And you have testified that I've come here for the sake of Allah. That's why I asked you this question. Nobody's come here after being forced or pushed. You know those sheets that we fill in? That's not for strictness. That is for your choice, that I can assist you, help you. So a person checks, assesses, and even in that, there's no forcing. If you feel like doing it, do it. If you don't feel like doing it, don't do it. If somebody feels like they want to come in, they don't want to come, come up or down, I want to come 5 times a month or 2 times a month, that's your love, your situation, your connection. This is tazkiyah, rectification, islah, purification. If you want to come, come. If you don't, then you don't have to come. You won't be asked, why didn't you come? How comes you didn't come? There's no situation like this. So it's your choice. If you want to do that, don't. You can show, you don't have to show. There's no displeasure, no being upset. Totally not being upset if you don't come. Oh, Hazrat Sahib will say, oh, I didn't fill in the sheets. No. Ask your heart from the depths of your heart. That if I can do my salah, I will implement this. If I don't, then I won't do it. Isn't it? Do you understand what I'm saying? So now, Allah Ta'ala seated us here. And this is a serious topic. Very serious topic, my friends. That what is the punishment? And in this environment, we are stuck. The environment is there. Sin. Sin is everywhere. Yes, on every footstep there are sins, and we are so forced to even get trapped that we are stuck, that getting out of the trap is difficult. We can't even get out of the trap. We're so intertwined and tangled up with these sins. So the situation is what? We have the Quran, we have hadith, we have guidance. Now this majlis, that there's enjoyment in speaking it because you have come due to the love of Allah. And we need to see the reason, isn't it? So if our reason of coming, if we can understand why we are sinning, then we can eliminate the sin. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So then we'll be saved from the adab, that punishment. Specifically, we'll start disliking sins, hating sins. So let's see the reason why we are tangled up in the sins. And then we can realize the root cause. Then we'll understand like children that this is the reason, this is why we're sinning, that my sin, the daughter's sinning for this reason, my son is sinning for this reason. I'm sinning for this reason. This man is sinning for this reason. If we understand the reason, the root cause, analyze that, then we can eliminate the root cause. So let's diagnose first, then eliminate. So today let's diagnose what's the reason that's causing us to sin. Let's understand this. Allah Ta'ala's Quran tells us. Allah mentions the Quran. Alam ya'lam bi'anna Allah yara. Say subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala is explaining. The Quran is speaking now. The Quran is speaking. Allah Ta'ala says, listen. Everything will be from the Quran, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala is speaking to us from the Quran. What is Allah Ta'ala saying? Alam ya'lam. Allah says, that does my servant not know who is Allah Ta'ala saying this to? Those people who are stuck and trapped in the sins. Allah Ta'ala says, those people who are stuck in the sins, who are living the life of sin and fahash and immodesty, they have the kalima and they pray salah, but they're so immersed in the sins, just like a person who will become then the monkey and the swine. Allah says, my servant, does he not know? Bi anna Allah yara, that your Rabb is watching you. Allahu Akbar. So the whole masla has been explained here. That Allah is saying that, don't you know? Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Allah says, don't you know that I'm watching you? Does he then not know that God sees all? How Allah Ta'ala is bringing the people to the understanding from the whole of creation. Allah Ta'ala has made insan afdal, greatest, ahsan al-makhluq. And Allah Ta'ala has put a sift, a quality in the human beings. What is that sift? What is that quality? Listen to me. Clearly, to the point that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in this verse. There's a special sift that Allah Ta'ala has put, an attribute, a condition, a quality. Allah Ta'ala says that I will be hidden from you, subhanAllah. I'll be behind the veils, you will not be able to see me.
and nobody can see me, Allah Ta'ala says. Nobody can see me. I'll be behind the veil, in the parda. But the rest of the creation, the difference here is that inside the man, human being, I'll put such a feeling, such a feeling and a condition and an emotion through which that nobody can see me in the world or recognize me or see me. I'm behind the veils, Allah Ta'ala says. But in the human being, I've put such a thing. Every moment he can understand and consider and feel that my Rabb is watching me, is near to me. Allahu Akbar. Allah says that he can never say that he is not close to his Rabb. He cannot complain. Even if he's 80 years old, then he will feel that my Rabb is watching me like I am watching you. Allah says, I've put you in a beautiful situation. Beautiful situation. Allahu Akbar. This is a very great sift that Allah Ta'ala has given. And this sift, this quality is in me, in you, all of us. So when this quality comes into the human being, then it's a good position. But when this condition diminishes and gets far and weak, that we don't understand, realize and aware that Allah is watching us, He's near to us, then when we go towards sin, because we don't realize that Allah Ta'ala is watching us, then we will become what we are today. The main reason for sin today is this, that Allah Ta'ala says that inside you this feeling has diminished, been eliminated, that Allah is watching you and that you are near to Allah. You don't have this feeling. بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Allah says this quality has diminished. Allah says you don't even realize that. Am I watching you not? Is he then unaware that Allah sees him? And then if a person's unaware or doesn't have the feeling, you can make a person do as many sins you want. People murder others. You hear such scenes that the hair stand on end. The Muslims are doing these actions. Astaghfirullah. Such action just now. Yesterday's event. A friend, a child and his brother, 12 years old. Listen to this. I'm talking to you about this day and age and the news that has come to us. The scene that took place, a 12-year-old youngster, and he has his friend and they sat down. And he says to him, come, I'll give you some juice. So they go out to drink, and then he wants to do something bad with that child. And that child is stopping himself. He's a young child, and he takes out the knife, and he slits his throat, and he dies. Can you think, and who is this? The person who recites the kalima. But he's out to pain another person, hurt another person. This is the news from yesterday. So when a person hears this, the hair stand on, but the person who was doing this, then he had a heart like mine. In his heart was La ilaha illallah. And he also prayed salah. And he also had a light beard. Why? Why did he do this action? Because Allah Ta'ala said that there's a punishment for you for this. And there's a reason that when you eliminate this link that you have with me, a connection that I favored you, when this feeling goes, then what will you become? Then you'll become worse than the animals. And no power or strength of the world will then stop you from the sin. There'll be wahid, one thing that can save you from the sins. That if you have the awareness within you, and then you can come back to that point that you will feel that you are seeing me, Allah Ta'ala says, or at least that I am seeing you, watching you. So now, brothers, this is a great solution. Allah has told us the solution. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Allah Ta'ala says, does the man not see that I am watching him when he's sinning? When he was taking that youngster and he wanted to do bad action with him and he wasn't pleased in doing that bad action and the child started to fight with him, then he slit his throat. And in the janazah he was at the front. And people don't know. But Allah Ta'ala doesn't save that person. Allah exposes that person. Exposes that person. So today insan should look into his own heart and mind that we go and do umrah and do tawaf and we read Quran and we go and do sujood and look at our condition and situation. Why is this? Why do we commit sins? That a person when he's on his own isolation in hiding, we go into the computer and we do wrong actions, immodest actions. We look at immodest things, and where we take the screen, where we take the pages of the internet in the middle of the night, what do we look at and do? And people with such faces do this. Apparently on the deen. And the person, for example, the worst dirty impure thing today, and if you just turn the page on a click of a button, it starts. It starts within a second, it can start. Don't do such noises and scenes. So we see that this is a reality a person enters into. Sin, is this not something to focus on and ponder over and worry about? Tell me, my friends. So what we realize here is that we prefer to be like the monkeys and the ape and the swine. We have to think that, don't even imagine that if we don't plug this gap. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. Allah Ta'ala has given the solution.
أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Allah said, don't you know that I'm watching you? If we don't change this condition that we are not aware that Allah Ta'ala is watching us, that we are in the condition of the animals at the moment, we don't have the feeling that Allah Ta'ala is watching us. We don't have the understanding, the remorse. Nobody has this feeling today. Nobody has this awareness, I tell you. Otherwise, why do we not do dhikr? Why doesn't the dhikr affect us? Why doesn't Quran affect us? Why? When we want to do something, we do it. When we feel like swearing to someone, we swear. We have no awareness what's going on, what's the loss, what's the benefit. Everything is in our minds and it's come out of our minds, what's right and wrong. Yes, we make excuses and shaitan uses us like a tool and we follow his orders and guidance. Tell me. So now, what is the situation? What is the situation? What is the objective of coming here to this majlis? Allah sent you, Allah sent me here. What is our objective? Our objective is this, that we need to create a worry so that we can start to do an action that will eliminate this problem. If we understand today the secret to eliminate this problem, that all these words you've heard from me, that has this point come into you, that Allah, please take me away from this bad situation. Have you not felt this today? Have you not thought of this? That Allah, I don't want to be like the apes and the monkeys and the swine and going to Jahannam. Definitely after hearing this hard fact, and I've communicated the hadith, this is a fact. Despite this, inside us, we don't have this awareness that, Yara, I should think, what do I do? I need to be saved from this situation. What is it that I have to do to get out of this predicament? What will save us today from sin? There's no shelter, there's no refuge. Everything's there in the world, there is the solution, but even then I go towards the sin. So the reason for this is that inside us is not what? Is that this feeling has diminished and been eliminated, that Allah Ta'ala is watching us. Allah says in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. So Allah Ta'ala says that, mashallah, in the dunya there are people who have made effort and they have understood the secret of how to create the connection with Allah and how to eliminate the disease that we are unaware of Allah's, what that Allah is watching us. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, a human being, if he becomes serious, determined, tries to work hard, that I want to bring this emotion and condition back to me, then the doors are open. Allah Ta'ala has opened the door. Remember this point. Shall I tell you what is that door? Shall I explain to you? Okay, let's listen. Allah Ta'ala has opened the door so we can return to the feeling that Allah Ta'ala is watching us. And Allah says, with this action, with this amal, with this deed, you will return to that condition and emotion that Allah Ta'ala is watching you. With this action specific. If you work on this action and you're serious, that I want to be safe from sin. At the moment it's hard for me. No speech, no text, nothing saves me. Whatever happens, I still take my footsteps to sin, and I need to come back to that condition that Allah is watching me. And if I realize an amal, an action that will take me back to that, then as foolish as that person who doesn't implement this action, I can't say anything more. There can be no more unfortunate person than that person who doesn't implement the solution. What is that solution, my friends? Allahu Akbar. Allah has mentioned to us, Allah has explained to us, prescribed to us, and the pious predecessors have done this, and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people came back to that right emotion, obtained the ninistral and the hal. In reality is what? I tell you this now, that me and you, the reason for us coming here, the 50th years of struggle or work of mine, is for attaining this same emotional condition. Say subhanallah. To every human being I give bayah with this niyah, my friends, I tell you this today. Every person I make a friend and an associate to give this same message, that brothers, that sins will not go unless you bring that emotion back to your lives. And that's what we work upon daily. Me and you, we have one link for this reason, alhamdulillah, that we need to bring back that emotion, that condition, that I can bring it back, through which in our hearts we can get the presence of Allah. We can have the hazuri that we are there, and we have the emotion that always we are feeling that Allah Ta'ala is watching us. Subhanallah. We need to bring this back. That's what we're here for. That's what the teaching is for. There was a sheikh, and because now this majlis is like this, so we discuss such events, and he had some murids, some students, and the sheikh gives promotion to the murids when they are feeling some advancement and some achievement, and a true sheikh gives students progression to that. Not that the student says, give me another sabah, give me another lesson, and I need this recognition. The true sheikh gives upon achievement. So just like, for example, to see the student, every sheikh has his own style to check to measure and gauge, but there is a measurement gauge. Some people think, I'm not progressing. Don't blame your shaykh, blame yourself. Inside you, shaykh is assessing you, analyzing you, and it's your loss that you are sitting in the same position as from the beginning. So the shaykh, what did he say? Once his murids were there, and they said that here's a bird, the murid said, and the shaykh said that the bird, everyone has to slaughter it, and slaughter it is such a place that no one's watching you, and then come to me, all of you. So they said, okay, the murids, all the students, they took the bird, everyone took a bird each, took a knife, and they went. Off they went. And after a while, all the murids are coming back, they had slaughtered their individual birds, and said, we have done this, we found such a place that nobody was watching us, Sheikh. And there are many places where you're on your own isolation, everyone came back with their slaughtered bird, and one murid didn't come back. And they said, where's that murid? He hasn't come back yet. And he came back and the bird was there, alive in his hand. And they said, O servant of Allah, everyone has come back with their bird slaughtered. Why have you not slaughtered the bird? He said, Shaykh, what can I say? I went everywhere, I tried to look for a place, but there was nowhere I could find that where Allah was not watching me. I couldn't find a place that came under that definition. Subhanallah. So imagine he had that connection. He was successful, mashaAllah. So this is from now till the end of time. And we know this in Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, that within the first second, the company of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this emotion of presence in front of Allah was created. On the first sight, they would have this feeling that Allah Ta'ala is watching us. Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu, you know this event, that for a second, he saw a bird whilst he was praying. What's a second? You know, in your orchard, in the garden. And he broke his salah. First, he gave that garden a sadqa, charity. He said that this bird put me off. That due to this bird, I was distracted from prayer and I committed a sin. And he was crying. And then he went to his sheikh, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How comes this feeling occurred that for a second I was distracted that Allah Ta'ala is not watching me? And that's why I committed this mistake and sin, that during salah, I was distracted. And this is presence of heart, presence of mind. And we can do the same. We are not dead. We have iman. We have the kalima. And the Prophet ﷺ has told us what's the reason that we don't have presence of mind, presence of heart. Because that emotion is gone. So let's today try, my friends. Alhamdulillah. And we should try. We have to. Because without trying, we cannot attain. Without trying. So should we try? Tell me. What should we do? That the shaykh, he makes the students improve. What is action? That amongst us, the biggest point factor in the Naqshbandi silsila series order is maraqaba, that creates this awareness. Say subhanallah. What is it? Maraqaba. The silent dhikr in the heart. This maraqaba that the sheikhs of the Naqshbandi order of teachers teach, that close your eyes, dim the lights, and you can put a sheet over your head so to dim the light, or just sit on your own and you concentrate on the heart. In the heart you say Allah, Allah, Allah. What do we call this? Maraqaba. Silent dhikr. And this is the first, you can say, emotion and feeling of dhikr. And this continues, improves. But if on the first step we don't ascend the first rung of the ladder, then how can we go to the higher position? So the initiation of the journey is maraqabah. And due to maraqabah, the emotion is created. It's the same emotion of the presence of mind and heart that Allah Ta'ala is watching us. And this is maraqabah. And maraqabah is such a great strength in tasawwuf, in the subject of purification, that from our Salaf al-Salihin and the Sufi Ikram and our Akabirin elders have spent their whole lives, that they used to do lengthy sessions of maraqabah from Fajr till Isha. Fajr Salah till Isha Salah. They used to strive, make effort. And what would they attain through such effort? They would attain the presence of mind and heart that Allah is watching them. And they would have that feeling that Allah is watching us. Allah is watching me. Imam Tai Rahmatullah Alayhi, great Shaykh Imam, who passed in the history of our pious predecessors, and he was sat down and his student said, Hazrat, that when have you been here in this house? He said, I've been here very long, 20, 25 years. He said, in 20, 25 you are living here and this something is broken. Have you not seen that this item in your house is broken? Why don't you repair it? You know that, for example, you put it on the roof and we have other things nowadays. He said, for example, this light that's hanging down, like we have a chandelier nowadays. He said, 20 years I've not had the chance that I could look up and notice that it's broken. He said, I didn't have the opportunity. Why? There are many actions of a person that are stopped. I'll do them today, do them today, do them today. And you cannot do those actions. Why? Why? Because when a person's feeling and emotion increases, oh, I have to phone this person. Many relatives, oh, you haven't phoned me so many days. And he can't give him an answer of why he didn't phone. He can't lie, I was ill or not. And he's silent. What can he do? What can he do? We should give an answer, shouldn't we? So what's that situation? There's so much presence of mind and heart comes to the person. The love of Allah and the presence of Allah. That Allah is watching me. Then that person, the sense is developed. The feeling, the connection, that everything of his, every second and action and feeling and emotion is for the sake of Allah. So how do we attain this, my friends? Through maraqaba, the dhikr that you do, that I invite you towards. I invite that, take it seriously. Some people take it seriously. Some people think it's a game. Oh, forget it. What's this dhikr? Silent dhikr, some people say. But this is such a great action, my friends. Such an important action. Alhamdulillah, that if a person does effort on maraqaba, silent dhikr regularly and in the day, no part of the day. I'm not saying leave your home, leave your wife, leave your children, or leave your business. I'm not saying this. Even during that, you can do maraqaba. Because your emotion is developed, the feelings develop. Then when you start, first you start in isolation, you practice, you do dhikr on your own with the hukum of Allah, with the rahmah of Allah, with the mercy of Allah, and you develop the feeling, the condition, and you spend time in this, and you make it a regular daily habit. That my spare time from the wife and the children, from eating, drinking, the time that's spare, I will spend it maraqabah, that's it. And just do the action. Not this, that you leave your children talking to your wife or your children, or if you're busy in other actions or business. No, this is not the case. After that, the spare time you get, you will have a little bit of time, isn't it? That you cannot imagine you'll have spare time. You will, I'll tell you the truth. There's a lot of time that a person has. A lot of free time, a lot of spare time. These are excuses that I don't have time. But what is the excuse we make? And then there's a punishment in the hadith that our sins will not go. If not today, then tomorrow I'll go back towards sin. I'll go back to sin. And today, a person safe due to this majlis, due to the barakat of the majlis, person sat here for this little bit of time, he's safe from sin. But maybe after this majlis, I'm not here, you're not here, we're not here, and then I'll go back towards sin. And then I'll go back towards negative. For example, if 4 days I don't go to dhikr, then the condition of the heart changes. And the heart becomes hard. 4 days. If you don't sit in the majlis in dhikr, then you'll feel inside that, yaar, I'm feeling a bit weaker. Darkness has enveloped my heart. And I'm feeling weak and I don't want, feel I'm doing good. So if we want that Allah Ta'ala, we have a connection with Allah, we make a proper link, a strong link, and let's not blame it on sins. Oh, I do these sins. Don't cry and sob, I try and complain. And no, make that condition come back to your life. And how will we get that condition emotion? Through maraqaba. Straightforward point, simple solution. There's no extra time that's been taken from you. That's your responsibility. Mine, shara, wife, children, home, food, eating, drinking. But after that, the time we have, in that time, what do we have to do? Maraqaba. Remembrance of Allah. You are talib ilm, you're a student, you become an alim. Great. Excellent. You will benefit the dunya after becoming an alim. Excellent pastime, excellent career. Excellent knowledge that you're acquiring. But what is the genuine article? Maraqaba. Silent dhikr in the heart. You can do ta'aleem, go on tabliq, and you're learning knowledge. Even then, when you're free from all of the Islamic duties, you'll have time. You get a lot of time, my friends. What do we need to do during that time? Maraqaba. Nothing else. No B, C, D action. Just A. Action A. Maraqaba. Allah said, kathiran, kathira. Why is Allah Ta'ala said, do it in abundance? Because at the time of the Prophet, a person would go with iman and look at the Prophet with iman for 1 second, and he'd reach to the heights of iman. And look at the generation we're in today. That was the generation of the Prophet. And the generation within now is the generation next to Qiyamah. Bad actions, sins. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Allah has given us that path and revealed that path in front of us. So how sad if we don't make effort and we don't obtain the nearness to Allah and we make excuses. That's sad. So I will request myself and I will request you. Let's understand our situation, objective of life. Let's understand we are in a serious situation. I've told you this hadith. There's wahid, one method, meditation, silent dhikr, maraqaba in the heart. When a human being starts to do this, he closes his eyes and starts to remember Allah. Then his emotions and conditions start to change and improve, and he feels disliking towards sin. Because Allah Ta'ala says, then your hands won't go towards sin. If you sin today, automatically after that you'll feel in your heart, oh, I've done wrong. I'll feel I've done wrong. I shouldn't have done this action. And you'll regret and you'll say, I swear by Allah, I will not do this action again. And from your heart and from your tongue, this statement will be uttered, that, oh, this impure action, I won't do this again. I shouldn't have done this action. So this is the path, my friends. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq, you the tawfiq as well, that we make effort on this. Allah Ta'ala has given you this path. You are selected individuals. Alhamdulillah, close your eyes and concentrate on your hearts regularly. And Allah Ta'ala's karam, mercy, that morning and evening, Allah Ta'ala delivers me to the gathering. So come with muhabbat, love. Don't feel you're forced. Don't feel you're pushed. Don't be afraid of someone, then come. Don't think, when you come in front of me with love, then you will get the face, the blessings. Think, I'm going for the sake of Allah. Such a big majlis gathering, I don't need to go out of showing people. Let me go and sit down for a while. Inshallah, you will not leave empty-handed. That individual, you will not leave empty-handed. Otherwise, then you are making excuses. Look, there's only a little bit of time. Oh, someone comes and knocks on your door. Allah is calling you. Otherwise, you will not succeed. We cannot succeed. So in the dunya, work, business, but when you get some time, free time, and there's nothing to it. Wherever you're sat, just start to concentrate on the heart. Because you start practicing, you practice, you're accustomed to it. Wherever you're sitting, close your eyes and go into muraqabah. Do dhikr in your heart. And where there's noise around you, children, everything, you will be disconnected from that. It's not necessary you go in a room on your own. It's not necessary. No. All my life I've done muraqabah in my shop. Say subhanallah. I've done many. I didn't used to have time. I had to do shopping myself, open my shop, run the shop, come back in the evening, then do shopping for the home, family. And I spent a lot of time in my shop. I said, what do I do now? Alhamdulillah, such maraqabat I would do. And that place, if you do dhikr, is greater reward. Now if I think, no, I'll have to go home first, then I sit on my own in the room in isolation, then you will lose the time. You won't get time. So forget it. Wherever you are, close your eyes. If the customer comes home, sometimes the customer would come and go, oh, he's sleeping, they'd say, are you there? And they didn't know I'm awake or asleep. Subhanallah. So there's a lot of time. We have a lot of discretionary time. A lot of you, you'll get time at work where you'll be able to do something. But just who Allah Ta'ala said that stop this action, bad action. And Allah Ta'ala says that concentrate on me, think about me, and start doing the dhikr in your heart. So now 2 points I've said to remember. We have a lot of time, a lot of discretionary time. Don't think I don't have it. No, every second, wherever you get a few seconds where you're sat, wherever you are in the world, whether you have wudu or not, and you don't need to have wudu. It's not critical. Even if you don't have wudu, it doesn't matter. Alhamdulillah. Rather, even then you have a feeling that even whilst you're driving a car, you can do maraqabah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. You'll say, oh, accident? No, the maraqabah will save you from the issues. Allah says that the maraqabah, the dhikr of the heart you're doing, Allah is watching you. Then you think Allah will allow you to have an accident? You can't. No way. Do maraqabah. Remember in your heart, you don't have to close your eyes, obviously, because you can't drive. So if you're driving, your eyes are open, but you are remembering Allah in your heart, Allah Ta'ala is watching me. And this is our speciality as human beings. Our special quality. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the tawfiq. Ameen.